It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. That's mybradio.com. And a shout out to the many of you tuned in on the 77 WABC app. Yes, I'll just quickly say it. Thank you again, New York, for keeping us in the top 10 in New York AM radio, according to Nielsen ratings. Thank you. Also, a special thank you to the very many congratulations messages that I've received. We are officially in our fourth year doing the show. We started in July of 2015. It's a great honor, great privilege, and I do appreciate the feedback that we get. That I receive on a regular basis. This show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. We discuss retail, communications, financial planning, marketing and advertising, time management, hiring, franchising, strategic planning, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, just to open with some thank you, special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role. Cirilli, Rena, Miriam, Dina, Hoodie, Eliana, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also a special a thank you and a mention, a shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take Five column. They recently featured the interview I had with Alan Adamson. He wrote the book Shift Ahead, and he talked about how to make sure that your business stays relevant. The way he says it is that you don't become the BlackBerry, the Kodak, the Toys R Us of yesteryear. Really great. And actually, you could listen to that entire interview by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That's the platform where every single episode is permanently archived. You could listen to it. You could then access the iTunes channel. Many of the recordings also have a YouTube video along with it. Some of the episodes are on C-Suite TV, C-Suite Radio. So we're all over the place. But the easiest way to access all past guests is by going to mybradio.com. mybradio.com. And in fact, just to list a few, Shep Hyken, the world-renowned customer service expert. You could listen to his interview or watch it. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers, and so many other fantastic guests. Nearly 150 unique guests, all available for free. And their advice and wisdom by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. On the line with us this evening is none other than Brian Ashcraft. Some background about our very distinguished guest. Brian is the Director of Customer Experience at Liberty Tax Service, founded in 1998. Liberty Tax Service has over 4,000 centers coast to coast, and Brian is responsible for overseeing the many franchises and develop systems and processes to meet their goals. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you're guaranteed to walk away with real takeaways on the new 2018 tax form and how it affects you and tips on how to deal with it, how to prevent identity theft, and tips for when your business is audited. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Brian Ashcraft. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, I like opening up with this question for very successful and, you know, people that have rise through the ranks. Great. You're the director of the customer experience at Liberty Tax Service. But, you know, tell us about your journey. You didn't land there right out of college, did you?
No, I actually just finished up my 14th tax season, nice. And I've been with Liberty Tax for five of those. The last five tax seasons I've worked in our corporate operations department. I moved over and worked in the compliance arena, really putting processes in place and helping monitor the system, working closely with regulators and industry authorities. And then moved over into the operations department as a regional director and served there for a point in time. And now I've just recently taken the role of the director of customer experience. And in essence, my job at this point in time is to oversee the interactions that our customers have with our brand. In one of the over 3,500 offices across America or online or any touch point that you have with our brand to make sure that that's a great experience and that when you come into a Liberty Tax office that you get consistent, high-quality experience in a welcoming environment. Every time the taxpayers trust us with, you know, for many taxpayers, this is the single largest financial transaction that they do. And so I oversee the experience that you have when you come into any touch point with the Liberty brand.
Now, if I could just hold on that for a second, especially a couple of weeks ago, we had Shep Hyken, who is like one of the world-renowned customer experience gurus out there. The customer experience, that is, you know, to many it sounds so simple. It sounds like, you know, okay, you know, just make sure you smile and make sure that you, you say hello. But it's really so much more than that. Perhaps you could talk about the importance of a company having a fantastic customer experience.
Yeah, and so, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. It gets overlooked sometimes. And, you know, I guess if you go into a retail store and you're picking up a pack of gum or you're picking up a bathing suit or some item of clothing, it's kind mm-hmm. of, yeah, the experience was X, Y, or Z, and it kind of moves you in that way. But when you walk into a financial institution, you're handing somebody probably some of the most intimate documents that you receive in the mail each year or you download from the internet each year. It's got all of your financial transaction, and you basically become so vulnerable to the person that you're putting your trust and your faith in their hands. And so it even makes it that much more important that the customer experience is exactly what you're looking for. And in essence, the way we like to think about it is every time that you touch our brand, that you experience confidence, that the confidence of the customer is built by the confidence of the tax preparer that's servicing the customer's needs, making sure they're answering their questions and walking through that. And so we want to make a welcoming place where you have an opportunity to exchange some of these ideas and some of these personal details, because you get, you know, when you do the tax return, it touches every part of your life, from your living situation to how much money you make, stuff that you don't talk about at cocktail parties, unless you want to be isolated and at a table by yourself at the end of the night. But you know, this transaction, it's one of the things at Liberty, we like to also not make it as sterile and stale as it can seem to be, but hopefully put a little fun in that. And that's kind of where our motto is: you do life and we do taxes. So you get busy doing your life and then you bring your stuff into us and we'll help you sort through all that. And so that experience is paramount to us at Liberty, and the customer, we take it so seriously. The customer means everything to us.
You know, it's such a great point that you raise, and that is the fact that, I mean, you're dealing with data. To say that it's sensitive is such an understatement. I mean, this is the data that they have to feel totally comfortable sharing with someone. And that person may even be a stranger, but they have to be comfortable sharing it with that person.
Yeah, that's why the beginning part of that customer experience is so important, from the welcome and feel, and to make sure that you know that we're doing everything to protect your data. And, you know, as the intro said, we'll kind of get into some of the identity theft later on in the interview.
Right.
But, you know, the IRS has a lot of safeguards that we participate in, and we work with them to make sure that the customer's personal identifiable information, the PII, is well guarded, and really just to put them at comfort and ease to say, hey, this is what we're going to do, this is how we're going to walk through the process, and helping them understand what those expectations are so that they don't have any surprises, because none of us are into surprises, especially at tax time.
That's correct. I want to jump right in to 2018, right? We all know that late 2017, there was a brand new tax law that was introduced in Washington. It caught many off guard, and certainly the fact that it came with such a short time frame. The implementation was in such a short time frame. What's your take about the new tax law, and perhaps you could, you know, talk about it from your vantage point?
Yeah, the tax law was certainly it was breaking news when it came out, and it's been over 30 years since we've had this sweeping of a change to the tax code. And especially, you know, a lot's changed in the way we consume information as a society and how instant everything is and the information that we receive. You know, just a quick story. As soon as the tax law came out, you know, the way it was announced, I mean, my own mother, she called me and she said, I'm going to get a bigger refund back when I do my tax return this year. Is that right? And I was like, what makes you think that? And she's like, well, I just heard the tax law came out and taxes are going to be less, so I'm going to have to pay less. And, you know, so my own mom was confused about when the tax law was going to go into effect and what kind of impact it was going to have. And, you know, it's like, you know, don't go spend the money yet, Mom. Hold tight just one second. There's a lot of moving pieces here. And, you know, the part that you kind of started to see as it unfolded is that when everybody came in 2018 to do their tax return, there was a lot of questions. People weren't sure if it was going to impact their return that year or next year or when it was going to go into play or how it was going to go to work. And really what we figured out was that it in essence touched almost every taxpayer. There was almost every person was impacted in some way, shape, or form by the tax reform of 2018. And so one of the things that kind of happened and that we noticed in the offices, especially around February, was when taxpayers started getting more money in their paycheck. Because they kind of adjusted the W-4s for the new tax laws, and so everybody got a little bit extra in their paycheck, or at least many, many people did, and so people were wondering, like, oh, is this the impact of my tax reform? And so, you know, one of the things that we're looking at with the tax law right now is we've developed, Liberty Tax has developed a tax calculator that a person can walk in and bring their 2017 information in, 2018 information in, and with what happened in 2017, and we can kind of walk them through what the impact of the new tax reform is going to have for them for this year, help them plan and project what their tax liability is going to be, and then balance that with what their withholdings are going to be so they can see what their refund or their tax liability is going to be at the end of the year. So that's kind of the big thing on the 2018 tax reform. It created a lot of confusion. People were kind of guessing on what was going to happen, and it really raised a lot of questions. And so in order to help answer some of those questions, we've put this new calculator into place so we can really help people understand what the change will look like from when they file their tax return in 2018 to what it's going to look like when they file in 2019.
My guest this evening, Brian Ashcraft. He is the Director of the Customer Experience at Liberty Tax Service. We're going to rejoin with Brian right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, Consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Alitra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Alitra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Alitra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Alitra exam now by visiting AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Health. Well above all.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftos right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is the Director of Customer Experience at Liberty Tax Service, Brian Ashcraft. Brian, thank you for taking of your precious time for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, glad to be here. Still excited.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're still talking about the new 2018 tax law. Well, there was a new tax form. And, you know, what's your take? Did it make filing tax returns more complicated? Did it make it simpler? You know, I'm talking about the form itself.
You know, that's an interesting question that with the new tax form that's come out, and much has been made about the fact it's been reduced to like 23 lines from 79 lines. And the form itself has had a lot of hoopla. But when you really think about it, about 90% of all taxpayers already electronically filed their tax return last year, meaning they use some type of software to prepare their tax return. And, you know, there was close to 60% of the population that already has a paid tax professional do their tax return. So when you think about it from an impact of the taxpayer, the new form is not having much impact on the taxpayer. You'll still kind of go through this idea of where you answer questions and you provide information to your tax preparer, or if you do it yourself, you answer questions through a series of prompts and questions. And then, you know, we've really got it engineered on the backside. It'll fill out the tax forms based on the way you answer the question. So the form itself is you know, not going to have much of an impact, because very, very few people still grab a tax form and fill it out by pen and paper. I did meet a guy last week that I was talking to about the impact, and he's like, "I'm so excited about the new form." I was like, "Wait, do you actually fill your tax return out by hand?" He said, "Yeah, I actually put it in a typewriter. I still type it out and mail it in." I didn't even know that still existed.
Yeah,
but so, you know, if you did that, right, you're going to have a rude awakening this year as you're going, "Oh, this looks so different from anything I've seen before." And, you know, when you look at it like that, one of the concerns that kind of creeps up when we look at the new tax form, if somebody's doing that, you know, anytime you have change, while it may be moving towards either less complicated or however you want to look at it, anytime there's change, things are different. And anytime things are different, people get confused and they've got questions about it. So one of the things I want to make sure that people understand is, with all the things that are changing, you don't have a lot of time to spend following this and keeping up with it. You know, don't trust yourself on this unless this is your area of expertise. Find somebody to help you with this. And you want to find a tax preparer that can really help you navigate these new changes in the tax form.
Now, Brian, what are some of the most common questions that you receive on a regular basis when that has to do with filing taxes?
What are some of the most common questions I get for filing taxes?
Yeah.
One of the big ones is always people always want to know if they did it correctly, especially if I'm talking with someone that did it themselves, or even if they had somebody do them, they weren't sure if they knew what they're doing. But almost the number one concern I get from people when I'm having conversations with them is, "I wonder if I got everything I'm entitled to, or if somebody else is getting more of an advantage than they are." So that seems to kind of capture most of the conversations I have with, are there tax loopholes that other people are taking advantage of that I'm not, or are there provisions in the tax code that I'm unaware of that other people are taking advantage of and I'm not? And so most of it has to do with, hey, am I paying my fair share? Am I paying too much than what I'm supposed to? Because really most of the people I talk to, nobody gets excited and says, man, I love getting to pay my fair share of taxes.
So I actually, that brings me to the next question, and that is, you know, what is the biggest mistake, the single biggest mistake that people make when they file their returns?
You know, and you don't take this the wrong way, but the number one thing I see with people, the mistake people make is people that do it themselves. I like to joke around. I say, friends don't let friends do their own tax return. And the reason I say this is because, you know, a couple of things. One, you know, when people, they carve out time to sit down and do their tax return, and they already feel stress and they feel pressure. And one of the things we know that people don't typically think well or respond well when they're under stress or pressure. Right. It kind of suppresses that free thought and things of that nature, and so it restricts some of the blood flow and things of that nature. And people aren't thinking as clearly when they're stressed or they're worried or they've got anxiety, which taxes create those. You know, a couple of years ago, I met with a guy who was doing his own tax return, and he was like, just panicking. He's like, this can't be right. I did my own tax return, and it says I owe all this money, and it can't be the case. And, you know, so I had a little fun with him. I'm like, hey, how long have you been thinking about this? He's like, for weeks. I haven't slept in like 2 weeks because this balance is killing me. And, you know, we go through the whole thing. I'm looking at his tax return. I can immediately see what the issue is. And it was simply instead of taking the itemized deduction that he had put in, he had answered a question in the software incorrectly or misread it or something that said, I don't want to itemize, I want to take the standard deduction. And so he put all this effort into itemizing his deduction, and he didn't even claim it. Wow. So he wasn't triggered. It made about a $6,000 difference in his tax liability. And so I joked with him. I said, hey, would you like to half that with me if I tell you what's wrong? He's like, no, just tell me what's wrong. And you know, it was he did his tax return correct. He just misread a question or answered one in some way, shape, or form, and it created like 3 weeks of anxiety for this guy. So I'm thinking, man, you just probably took years off of your life when for a couple of $100 you could have had this done and settled and not had to worry about it. So that's why I say that in jest, but it really is true that, you know, it's kind of like a professional money investor versus an amateur. Occasionally somebody will do well, but overall the professional is going to have performance that outperforms the amateurs and the people who just kind of do it as side gigs.
Yeah, so true.
But outside of those things, you know, just missing deductions or credits, you know, one of the things that really I'm still astounded by that the IRS publishes is the earned income credit, which is the credit that's designed for moderate income to low-income taxpayers, and they get an earned income tax credit that's refundable. The IRS estimates that 1 in 5 eligible workers misses that credit on their tax return. And so you've got people that overlook credits. They're not sure how to answer those. So do they qualify for the savers credit or the education credit? You know, and they're not sure, and so they err on the side of caution. Now, some people don't. They just try to get all of it and figure the government will come back if they get it wrong. And then a few other things. I mean, just as simple enough, people transpose numbers when they're typing stuff in. We'll see things in where people didn't get their tax refund and they either type their bank account information in incorrectly or, you know, they fat-fingered something when doing the data entry piece of it. So we see a lot of mistakes like that. And, of course, the IRS sends little love letters out to kind of let taxpayers know that they've made that error. And then a couple of other ones that that we notice is people are just uncertain on what they should claim in terms of income or expenses, especially business owners. We see a lot of business owners that aren't sure how to claim expenses correctly, or they don't capture all of their expenses correctly. And so it has a negative impact on their tax liability because they overlooked an expense that they could have done or accelerated expense, and they're amateurizing the expense or whatever the case may be. But those are some of the most common mistakes we see on the tax return.
Brian Ashcraft, he is the Director of Customer Experience. He oversees roughly 4,000 centers coast to coast at Liberty Tax Service. You know, really fascinating insights about the process of filing tax returns. Not that it's very exciting to people, but hey, at the end of the day, right? It's, you know, taxes and death, right? You know, there's certain things that are just... They're, you know, taxes come around once a year at least for everyone. I won't say for most people. It is for everyone. So it's a fact of life and certainly important information that Brian is sharing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert. And this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident, it's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit websitewithbrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, worldwide at mybradio.com and on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is the Director of Customer Experience at Liberty Tax Service, Brian Ashcraft. And we're talking about, you know, we're talking about taxes, but we're also talking about, yeah, he oversees 4,000 independent locations nationwide for Liberty Tax Service. And he's sharing some, you know, very interesting information about, you know, about oversight, about developing a process, consistency, and again, he is the Director of Customer Experience. So there's, you know, a lot that applies to every single person in business on a, you know, a day in and day out basis, certainly a year in and year out basis. Brian, I want to jump in and discuss, or maybe you could even share with us, what are the important tips that you could provide for us that simplify the painful process of doing the taxes?
Yeah, and I think you really nailed it there, that one, people think it's very painful, this tax process. And one of the things that we find across the nation, and it doesn't seem to matter who you are, but it certainly has an impact on almost everyone, is that people only think about it at tax time. And one of the best ways to kind of help this process and ease the pain is if we can just get into a rhythm of keeping good records throughout the year, it really simplifies the process and reduces the pain that goes along with it. Because one of the things we find very common is people will bring in a shoebox, a crate. We've had people pull in boxes on hand trucks of just receipts that, and you open them up and they're just kind of wadded up in there. We'll find them in plastic grocery bags that people, that's their filing method. And it makes it really a painful process because they've got to go back and categorize and recreate, you know, 12 months of expenses and things of that nature. So, you know, a good record keeping system of, you know, one I typically recommend is, Many people have a file folder system at some point in their house, a desk or something, you know, some generic labels of, you know, health insurance documents, medical expenses. If you've got kids in college, college expenses. And then you think through like charitable giving, retirement info, just keeping those organized so that when it comes time, you can bring that stuff in an organized fashion and make sure that you're keeping up. Because one of the things I remind people of is people who keep good records typically have better outcomes than people who don't keep good records. Mm-hmm. And it really creates a sense of chaos in you. And, you know, that's, I mean, ultimately, at the bottom of it, it's why at Liberty, I mean, one of the things we do life, you do life, we do taxes. That's really the idea that we just want you to keep your stuff, live your life, and then bring it to us, and we'll handle the taxes because we don't want you to stress come tax time. So good record keeping is critical if you want to really ease the pain of the tax paying process.
Yeah, great advice. And it's interesting. I've heard that piece of advice from many experts over the years. We've had financial planners on the show. We've had leading CPAs and really anyone in that space of the financial side of things. You know, consistently, their number one tip is always keep great records. Just keep great records. They keep on saying it over and over again. And I would think to myself, what, people don't keep great records? I guess by and the amount of people that are saying it, you know, even your example of someone showing up with a shopping cart full of receipts. I mean,
it's crazy. We've seen so many things. A couple of years ago, we did a turn in your craziest year end tax story, and they were all over the board with what people keep up with and don't keep up with. It was wow. It was quite humorous to read through all of those.
Oh, wow. Now, let's move along to the paying the taxes. You know, we all know it is a routine. I mean, year in and year out, you got to pay your taxes. How do you convince people? What's your message to people to alert them that, hey, there are new methods, there's new software, Liberty Tax has ways that we could do it for you that are better than the way you've done it in the past, and kind of, hey, don't take that personal, you know, but we could do it better than you can, and don't worry, we're not going to insult you, you're a smart guy, so how do you break people's habits when you know you have something great to offer them?
You know, This tax reform actually gives us a good chance to do that, because anytime something disrupts your routine, it forces you to kind of look at the way you've done things in the past.
Right.
And so we kind of help people through this and try to make sure we position ourselves to say, hey, this is a great opportunity to come in and examine some of these things. And the good news is that sometimes when if you got pride of ownership, right? If you do something yourself, like if you build something with your hands, you'll show your friends, you say, oh, look what I built over here. And it gives you that sense of pride. But very few people that I meet go, man, I did my own tax return. Take a look at it. So there's really not that, there's not that pride of ownership in doing it. So a lot of people are more open to just turning it over to somebody else because they don't get a sense of accomplishment out of finishing it. It's more like a relief as opposed to accomplishment. So when they think about taxes, you know, the key for us, the message we want to get out to people now is think about them now. Now's when the chance that you can do something about it. Most people will talk to us about paying their tax bills, and they ask us when it's due. And it's like, well, at this point, we can only help you with what's happened. We can't help you make plans and figure out things that you can do now. So now we still have about 6 months left of the year where you can make some tax strategy adjustments that will change the liability that you owe. But come February, there's very few things that we can do at that point. So talking about your taxes in July seems like a crazy thing. But that's the best time if you want to really prepare for how to make sure that you're paying the least that you can and you're doing things in a tax advantageous way to really minimize your tax liability, because it's one of the largest expenses, especially for small business owners. And we pay attention to our labor costs and our cost of goods sold, and we try to minimize the other expenses. And one of our largest expenses is taxes, and we don't spend sometimes the amount of time we need to minimize that expense on our business as well.
Now, I just want to remind the listeners, in order to find out the local Liberty Tax location, the easiest way is to go to libertytax.com, libertytax.com. Right there on the top, there's a button, find your office, because, again, with 4,000 offices nationwide, there's bound to be one right nearby. Now, you know, it's interesting, Brian, on the website, you share quite a bit of information. I guess that's really my next question here. You have a tax return and refund calculator. I mean, you mentioned that earlier. Mileage reimbursement calculator. I mean, are you giving away the Ford here?
You know, we try to make everything we can available as those touch points to our customers, just to help them understand what information they need. And really, we try to do our absolute best to provide all the information that the consumer needs to get this, pardon the pun, taxing process completed with minimum stress.
Got you. Now, this question I'm going to ask is a little similar to something we touched on earlier, but, you know, how has modern technology changed the way people file their tax returns?
I guess probably the easiest way that I think about this question is, this might be showing my age a little bit here, but when I was younger, I would go into the post office around the January tax time, and, you know, they cleared it out and they put tax forms everywhere. You go into the libraries and they cleared out shelves and put tax forms. I'm like, man, people must be coming to get these things. I go into a post office now or a library, I don't see any of that. Right. And so, you know, it's moved from the pen and paper to the computer generated and software generated tax software to help us prepare our taxes. And as I alluded to earlier, you know, about 90% of taxpayers file their return electronically, and, you know, some 70 million or so pay somebody to do it. They're just like, I'm just going to have somebody do this for me. So that really hasn't changed a whole lot, but just kind of the method of how we do it's changed tremendously in terms of, you know, and again, this is kind of touching on what I think would be helpful for people to know, the security of their information. You know, before, when you're just folding up all of your personal information, licking an envelope and trusting that sturdy number 12 envelope to protect all your confidential information, sending it to the IRS. Now it goes, you know, securely from, you know, our servers to the IRS, and that kind of really helps enhance the security and protects the identity of the taxpayers. So modern technology has changed the way we do them, but also allowed us to protect the taxpayer information so much easier than we were before, and it's made it a much more safe environment to file your tax return.
Now, Brian, this one, I have to ask you, this is the, you know, the God forbid moment, but, you know, God forbid a business is being audited by the IRS. You have any secrets? Yeah, oy vey. You have any secrets for them?
Well, let me give you the secret sauce. One of the things we get people who get audited all the time is how we get people to come into our doors on a regular basis, you know, and that's one of the reasons that we're open year-round. Because these letters come out at all different times, and they're typically a paper audit. They'll mail out some stuff. But one of the things I remind people of, if you're getting audited, it doesn't necessarily mean the IRS thinks you're dishonest. I mean, you know, people are like, I didn't do anything wrong. Why am I getting audited? Well, that's not the primary result of an audit is, hey, we think they're cheating or being dishonest or something, so let's audit them. You know, many audits are simply a matter of discrepancies with what was reported or what was withheld or something that just doesn't kind of line up, or maybe an oversight on something that was supposed to be attached to your tax return and it was left off or omitted from that. And so you'll get a letter and then just kind of understanding. And then some are just as simply as they're random checks just to kind of see what's going on and where they are. So one of the things we recommend, of course, you know, as soon as you get a letter from the IRS, you'll want to take that to your tax professional immediately because a lot of them have time-sensitive response times. And so one of the silliest mistakes we see is people will bring it to us 60 days afterwards and it said, yeah, 30 days to respond. That really kind of undermines our opportunity to work and figure out what we need to do. So, you know, you want to take that letter in and work through it with somebody, because sometimes the letters will be 8 pages long, and they're not asking for something difficult. It's actually at the end, you just need to check a box, yes or no. But after 8 pages, you're a little unsure if you should mark yes or no, and you're a little gun shy with that. So, you know, working with a professional to carefully review that letter you receive, and then making sure you've got good records. Again, you maintain those records. So a lot of times people will have records when they file their tax return and dispose of them a little too early. You need to keep on to those records for at least 3 filing seasons after the tax return, and I would even recommend 5 or 7 for safekeeping. There's not a lot of storage space that you'll need for that. So just a good practice to get into after you file it, put it all together and keep it so that if an audit does come along, you'll have the backup documentation that you need to provide to the IRS to substantiate the information on your return.
My guest this evening is none other than Brian Ashcraft. He's the Director of Customer Experience at Liberty Tax Service. Liberty Tax Service has over 4,000 locations coast to coast. To find out the nearest one to you, LibertyTax.com, LibertyTax.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. 917-400-3253 or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, broadcasting live in the New York, New Jersey metro area. And, of course, coming to you worldwide over the website mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and on the 77 WABC app. Another shout-out about the mybradio.com platform. Every single guest that we've had over the past 3+ years, 3 complete years, we're now into our 4th year, every single guest is archived there permanently, many with video as well. All you have to do is, you know, go to the site, scroll down. You could even look by industry. It's a robust site. If you like listening to it by iTunes, you like watching it on YouTube, you like downloading the clip, you like listening on your computer, so many different ways that you can access each and every guest simply by going to mybradio.com. It's a free resource, and it's there for the listeners to enjoy and and gain from the experience of so many fantastic guests. Well, tonight's no different. Brian Ashcraft, he is the Director of Customer Experience at Liberty Tax Service. Brian, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me. I'm having a lot of fun so
thank
far.
You. Thank you. Let's jump in. You touched on this earlier, and it's such a big story these days, and that is identity theft. Well, you know, people are filing their returns, and as we all know, it's very sensitive information. People are concerned about it, and scamming, and you talk about the real danger of identity theft, people getting the sensitive information and a person's social security numbers and all that. What's your tips or your advice on how people have to, be so careful? And you can never be too careful about identity theft, but what's your take on that?
Yeah, taxpayers certainly need to remain vigilant at all times. I mean, we can never let our guard down when it comes to our personal information. You know, just simple things such as making sure you shred stuff at home with any information that you have on it. Don't just throw it in the recycle bin, which we have a tendency to do. Another thing to keep in mind for identity theft is a lot of times people will get your information from you. People click on stuff. There's phishing emails that go out, and it's just designed to help them get some kind of personal information or phone scams. They pose as the IRS. They right. send out something that looks appealing, and they mask, phone numbers or mask email addresses, and so you're not sure, and you'll click on something. And so, when it comes to that, to be careful not to give, people with ill intention your information from you. And then, so when you're protecting yourself, you want to make sure you're using a company with your tax return that's going to take your information as seriously. I mean, there's safeguarding taxpayer information publications from the IRS. Not to get too geeked out about taxes and the IRS, but publication 4557 kind of spells out the safeguarding the taxpayer information. So it's got some things that companies and businesses should be following when they're handling other people's information. And ultimately it's really just about paying attention. So a lot of times people will stop thinking, and they'll use a friend to prepare their tax return, and their friend will just email them back their tax return. Well, there's very simple programs that'll pull out with something that has a social security number in it or things like that, and just intercept those emails. And so you need to be really careful with how you're dealing with your tax information, especially when you're sending it back and forth with people. And, if we are mindful to be sure that we're not doing some of the simple things, I think there's enough low-hanging fruit out there that if you make it difficult, you're probably going to be better off than if you put it on a tee for somebody just to come and grab. So really just more than anything, paying attention. And as I like to say, if you don't pay attention, it could cost you your identity. Yeah. So, making sure everybody's going to pay, so might as well pay attention and pay the other cost.
Yeah. I want to remind the listeners, a couple of months ago, we had Adam Levin. We had him as a guest here on the show. He wrote the book Swiped. And it talked all about, he really scared the daylights out of everyone, he was right. I mean, he talked about Sony, of course, and so many other examples. I mean, forget the 2016 election. Hey, the way the Democrat, the Democratic National Committee was hacked, and it's just it's frightening. But a person has to be realistic, has to be overly careful. Have the right systems in place, the right the right firewalls in place, and you could. I guess your point that you're saying is just you can never be too careful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, going back to the tax law, just another quick question about it. If there was anything, this may be a crazy one, but I'm just going to ask it. If there was anything you could change about the current tax law, what would it be?
Well, you know, I think I'll leave the laws to the lawmakers.
Okay.
You know, if I could change some of it, what I would just change is the timing, you know, as we get that information. But, you know, because one of the things it does is it spins us around in circles here. But we're tax experts here at Liberty Tax. We've got a whole host of people that just kind of read, understand, interpret them. So, you know, that's the good news for us, is that no matter what the law is, I've got experts over here in this other room that find all the different ways and what the implications are, and then help me understand it. So that, and what I found is the laws that are impacting me personally are the ones I care more about at this point in time. So I'm like, wait, this sounds like it impacts me. So,
right.
But like everybody else, you know, I would probably like to pay less in taxes.
Of course. Now, if I may, we touched on this earlier in the show, but I just want to come around to it again. Because as the director of customer experience, overseeing roughly 4,000 independent locations, you know, how do you maintain consistency across such thousands of locations? How do you maintain consistency among all the branches?
You know, that is the very difficult task when you've got a nationwide brand, right? So that the experience of the customer that walks into an office in New York kind of looks like what it looks like in Kansas City or in San Francisco. But one of the things, not only do we have the 4,000 offices, we've got about 20,000 preparers that work with us and interface with the customers. One of the key elements that we find is making sure that your training program and your training platform is solid and it's repeatable. So we spend a lot of time developing systems that kind of walk through, hey, how do we handle from the time the customer walks in, and then more importantly, once the customer sits down at the desk. So our proprietary software that we use, and we train towards that. So we really put a lot of heavy lifting into how do we make sure we maximize everything with the tax return itself for the customers, and then put that into a way that we can duplicate that and repeat it over and over, you know, millions of times with customers, so that we're asking those questions, that we're understanding each individual situation, and that we're getting the tax return 100% correct, because that's what everybody wants. They want 100% correct tax return, and then they want to pay the least tax liability and get the largest refund. I think that's pretty universal. And so we put processes in place to make sure that we're training. And then, like any good system, once you put those processes in place, you've got to really test it to make sure it works. And so a couple of the things that we do here, we use mystery shoppers. We send people around to kind of see what their experience looked like all across the different touch points of the network. We do it via the phone so that when you call and interact, you get the same experience. And then we coach and develop along the way. And then we send people into the offices just to kind of make sure that it looks the same. You know, another thing that we do here at Liberty is we've got a lot of human capital out there in the field. We've got area developers and franchisees. You know, they're different than employees because they own the business. And so we have them take pictures of their operation, their parking lots, their windows, their signs, everything. And we upload it, look at it to see, like, what does it look like in each particular area, in each state, in each city, in each metroplex, and then what does it look like on a whole? And then we go back and evaluate what that looks like. And, you know, another thing that helps keep consistency is to really broadcast the message to everyone so that everyone stays, you know, marching to the same beat and singing out of from the same hymn book, so to speak. And so we put out brand guidelines that kind of help us understand what the brand looks like, feels like, represents. And we touch on these at every training and through video conferences and webinars and video plays on our intranet. So we've got a lot of things to kind of move 4,000 offices in the same direction. It takes a lot of coordination and a lot of people. And so we've got a great group of folks here that stand behind everything we do and are fully committed to making sure when you use the Liberty Tax Service that you get the absolute best experience that you possibly could.
You know, it's such great advice that you're sharing, because, you know, smart people learn from everyone. And even though you're sharing it on this massive level, I mean, overseeing 4,000 plus locations, even a small business that has, you know, 10, 15, 20 employees still could learn the importance of process, training. You shared a lot of great advice there, even though obviously you're doing it on this massive level, 4,000 offices.
And yeah, and you know, even we still learn today. That's one of the things that really helps us. We've got thousands of folks out there that are filtering up ideas and saying, hey, we've seen this work, and so we get a chance to pilot it. And so, you know, the old saying, it takes a village, is not only true for raising children, it's also true for developing a business as well. And the larger your village, the easier it is to kind of grow the village as everybody takes responsibility and ownership for it.
Brian, as we bring the interview to a close, any final thoughts you could share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
You know, I guess I would be remiss to say I would love for your listeners to come try out a local Liberty Tax office and make sure that they're getting everything that they're entitled to and understand how the tax reform impacts them. You know, we've got trained professionals all throughout the area to walk you through what your unique situation looks like with the new tax reform and what your tax liability should be in 2018. And I wanted everybody to know that we're here to help, and that we want your listeners to do life, and we'll do the taxes.
Folks, that was Brian Ashcraft. He is the Director of Customer Experience at Liberty Tax Service. And what do you know? We are out of time. But no worries. Again, next Sunday night, tune in to 77 WABC for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Again, right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.